ever hear funny noises, like something honking in the wainscoting? Mrs. Higginbottom has. Right now, in fact, as she goes to dust her dusty lounge. Not that her husband Gerald would notice. He's too busy reading his newspaper.
Gerald!
Gerald! There's something honking in the wainscoting!
Is that the wainscoting with two T's or with one?
What's the blooming difference?
Well, the wainscoting with one T generally comes to mean the wood panelling of a wall, whereas the wainscoting with two T's goes to mean both the wood panelling that goes to finish off the wall and the lower part of the wall in general.
What difference does that mean? I can still hear honking.
Tinnitus.
Oh, I'm going to call the experts.
Who are you going to call?
Team Strange.
Hello.
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 Who the hell are you?
We're Team Strange. Like, who you sent for? What's the matter? Don't you remember us?
You all look so much older, and he's grown a beard.
I like having my beard. It means I can nest my blue tits in it.
Yeah, he's practising at being a dad.
Not in my house, he doesn't. Get out! Get out, the lot of you!
Careful with that broom, Mrs.
Mrs. Higginbottom, if that is your real name, you won't let us go, because I know the real you. Deep down, there's something wrong. I can see it in your eyes.
Oh, don't let's get too deep, will you?
No, it's okay. I think we're about to get funny again. Around about... now! Mrs. Higginbottom, I do believe there's something honking in the wainscoting.
Yes, I know that.
Is that wainscoting with two T's or one?
Oh, shut it, you. You just sound like my husband.
Okay. To work. Careful prizing open of the handbag, tool bag, shall go to reveal my tools. Here's my doctor's stethoscope. See, I really do have one. With it, I shall be able to listen more closely to the mysterious honking. Yes. Yes. I think I have the answer.
The answer?
Mrs. Higginbottom. I'm afraid you've got wood clowns.
What? How can you tell?
Simples. I can hear them telling jokes to one another.
But wood clowns, isn't that a bit, you know...
strange?
Exactly. Now, it is my belief that what we have here is an increasingly common phenomena.
Really?
Yeah. Clowns are everywhere. Take these bozos. And they can infect anywhere, like stone... You can get stone clowns and carpet clowns and sky clowns and tree clowns.
Wouldn't tree clowns just be the same as wood clowns?
No, they'd be totally different.
Would there, for instance, be clowns in my newspaper? And if so, would they be classed as newspaper clowns or just plain and simple paper clowns?
Newspaper clowns, of course. Thank you, Gerald. Or is it Libby?
Ah, but what is the paper made out of? Wood?
Yes.
So what you're trying to say, and saying it rather badly, is that the paper clowns are really wood clowns that have just been sewn up and mashed to a paper.
Okay, stop. This is just getting far too technical. I want you all to relax whilst I take a sledgehammer to this wall.
No! No, don't! Stop! Stop! You're letting the clowns escape!
Well, isn't that a good thing?
You're the expert. Well, supposed to be. But now you've let all the clowns escape from me wall. Where are they going to go? Who am I going to call?
Yeah, Dr. S, who are we going to call?
The Clown Clampers.
Clown Clampers. Oh, really? Now I have heard everything.
Hey, Dr. S, look. There's still something honking in the wainscoting.
Really? Pooh-wee! So you're right. There is something honking in the wainscoting with two T's. It's an old pair of trainers, dated 1942.
Don't just stand there prattling about. Get after them clowns!
OK, peoples, let's get clamping!
Just one thing. How do you clamp a clown?
With very big size 28 clamps. Now, come on, to the town!
And so, later, after a hard day's clown clamping...
Well, that was a hard day's clown clamping. Don't you agree, Mr. B?
He's very quiet. That's most unlike him.
Yes, I know. Oh, my goodness! Mr. B is dead!
That's what I'm afraid of. What am I afraid of?
Skin clowns! Mr. Bannister has got skin clowns! And just like wood clowns or tree clowns or paper clowns, they have eaten away at their surroundings. Mr. B has become a skeleton!
That's as may be, but I'm still very much alive.
What? He speaks?
Here, watch out we don't contract skin clowns ourselves.
Yeah, it's not my time to suddenly become that skinny. Oh no, it's too late. Look, there's something honking under my skin. I've got skin clowns. It's not funny.
Oh, yes it is. You've got skin clowns. That's a classic.
Mr. B must have given them to me.
Now we can all rot peacefully together like one happy family.
No, there must be a way out of this. Mr. Pop, come here, Mr. Pop.
No, keep away, get away from me.
I want to share something with you.
No, I don't want any of your rotten, stinking skin clowns. Keep away.
Ah, ha, ha, unclean, unclean.
Eww.